Probably heard about the plan that Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, their plan that they're going to have verified accounts for anyone who wants to pay for them. They're doing a test on this in Australia and New Zealand. It'll be a subscription service, monthly rate of $11.99 a month on the web or $14.99 a month on either iOS or Android, a smartphone. We'll hear all the details about this. You get the verification badge. You get more protection against impersonating accounts, increased visibility in searches, recommendations, and more direct access to customer support, which I never knew Meta had. Well, I've never been able to find any of them. Guess maybe there'll be new hires. Anyway, unlike Twitter, Meta is clarifying there will be no changes to accounts which were verified as a result of prior authenticity and notability requirements, like my page, for example. Not that it matters. I was not planning to pay $11.99 a month for a blue check mark. Won't make anything I say any more relevant or not. So, but you know, it's a nice little ego snack. Be honest about it. Meta Verified is not available for businesses yet, but that's part of their long-term goal. Now, why this change? Why this addition? Why charging for things they should have been doing as part of the service all this time? Because, you know, if you haven't realized this, you as an Instagram and Facebook user, you're their unpaid content provider that they're making money off of. Well, we're making money off of. Meta's announcement for change and their verification comes after the company lost about $600 billion in market value last year. Well, some are saying that this whole idea could attract maybe around 10%, at least initially, of the current Facebook and Instagram users. That would add about $50 million in revenue. Now you're catching on.